Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be mainly cloudy. Might see some flurries around the area. High today around the mid-30s. Ted Cruz is leading Donald Trump in Wisconsin as voters in the state get ready to cast their ballots tomorrow. It's a new CBS poll that shows among Republican voters the Texas senator has 43% support compared to 37% for Trump. Ohio Governor John Kasich a distant third with 18%. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders leads frontrunner Hillary Clinton. He's got 49% of the vote, while Clinton has 47%. Political expert Dr. Sean Foreman of Berry University in Florida says Ted Cruz could actually deal a blow to Donald Trump's momentum if he wins in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Bernie Sanders, he's got a chance to pull an upset.
If Cruz can win Wisconsin, he can slow down Trump's delegate count and potentially accomplish that overall goal of keeping Trump from getting the magic number prior to the convention. If Sanders pulls another upset in Wisconsin, then you have a lot of people who are questioning what kind of general election candidate Hillary Clinton can be. So she's really in a no-win situation right now.
Dr. Foreman adding the GOP wildcard is Ohio Governor John Kasich, and a strong showing could hurt Cruz. The site of a former restaurant at 817 South Main Street near downtown Racine, again going to be turned into a small eatery, but also will have pickup and delivery service. Albino Sauceda telling the City Plan Commission recently some positive changes in his life led him to Racine and the chance to open 911 Tacos. He believes this will be a unique opportunity in downtown, especially with the business crowd.
And I've been doing a little bit of more research as well, going from business to business, and they seem happy with the whole idea of the whole, having a taco place there that you can come in and pick up your lunch in and out in 5 minutes, or, you can sit there and eat it in your 30-minute break and walk right back, walk to the lakefront.
The Plan Commission unanimously supporting that conditional use. A request from Kenosha Rotary West to have a fireworks display with their annual softball tournament at Lincoln Park July the 7th through the 10th gets rejected by the Parks Commission because it's in a residential area and there was concern about liability. Assistant Fire Department Division Chief Theonita Cox and the Fire Prevention Bureau explained there are only two approved sites in the city for a professional fireworks show, the lakefront for the 4th of July and at Simmons Field.
When the city does their fireworks show, we have what we call drop down and spot fires, but we prepare for those. That's why we have the certain distancing. I can't prepare for that in Lincoln Park based on the parameters. So drop down's a problem. I can't guarantee that what the wind capacity is going to be, that drop down won't be blown into someone's rooftop. And now there's just so much unknown and liability that I wouldn't feel comfortable signing off a permit.
During that discussion, Alderman Keith Rosenberg brought up a rather large fireworks display that happens every year at Anderson Field. ADC Cox said she was not aware it had a permit, but she would investigate. Former Wisconsin basketball coach Bo Ryan did not make the Basketball Hall of Fame induction list announced this morning, but Allen Iverson, Shaquille O'Neal, Tom Izzo, Cheryl Swoops, Yao Ming, and Jerry Reinsdorf did. The announcement made in Houston in advance of tonight's NCAA tournament championship game between Villanova and North Carolina. The Kenosha City Council is meeting tonight. The agenda includes a recommendation to award the Kennedy Drive repair contract to Racine's A.W. Oaks for a bid of $46,000 and the repaving contract for the Lakefront Roadway to Payne and Dolan, their bid $212,500. And there's closed session talk about settling a pair of unfair tax assessment claims, one with Karish Brothers, a real estate company, and also Walgreens. Ontario has a number of concerns with Waukesha's request to withdraw water from Lake Michigan, which is opposed by municipal officials in Racine. Waukesha's aquifer is running low. The water is contaminated with high levels of naturally occurring cancer-causing radium. Under the current regional agreement between Wisconsin, seven other states, plus Ontario and Quebec, water diversions away from the Great Lakes St. Lawrence River Basin are banned, with limited exceptions only when certain conditions are met. Now, even though it's outside the boundary of the Great Lakes Basin, Waukesha argues it is part of a county that straddles the geographic line, and it should be allowed access. The promise of returning treated water to Lake Michigan along the Root River, that's a big concern for Racine City and county officials. Wisconsin Army National Guard Colonel Joanne Matthews making history today as Governor Walker promotes her to Brigadier General, first woman general in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. She's a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, also the Guard's first female Army Chief of Staff, Brigade Commander and Commander of the 1st Battalion, 147th Aviation Regiment, and the first non-medical female colonel. Oh, and in case you were not aware, it's National Hug a Newsperson Day, billed as a day to celebrate your favorite news people and say thank you for the work they do. Also a trending topic on Twitter as this busy news week, especially in Wisconsin, gets going. Well, when it comes to the impact of Act 10 on Wisconsin and the working sector, suffice it to say that Democratic and Republican lawmakers agree to keep disagreeing. On WRJN's Community Conversation this morning, Racine Democrat Corey Mason said affected workers have lost a voice in the process, and the negative impact is there.
If you look at them over time, fall flat, that taking away collective bargaining somehow means that people are going to get ahead. But that winds up not being true. We wind up paying prices for it, whether it's the quality of our roads or the quality of our schools or the quality of the building project that you want to do in the private sector.
Republican David Craig, whose assembly district includes a slice of northwest Racine County, says the financial benefit is clear to everybody.
And there's not a clamoring group of schools that are coming to the legislature saying, hey, reinstate collective bargaining for public employees. Because the superintendents and the school boards are seeing that it worked and that it saved them huge amounts of money. And the second point relates to the quality of the products. What diminishing value of products has occurred in public sector projects because of Act 10? I haven't seen one.
As for presidential politics, Mason supports Hillary Clinton, while Craig is backing Ted Cruz. Wisconsin residents going to be able to nominate and elect local representatives to the Wisconsin Conservation Congress at the DNR spring hearings and Conservation Congress annual county meetings a week from tonight. Kenosha County's is going to be held in the gym at the Bristol School on 83rd Street. Racine County's meeting will again be taking place in the auditorium of Union Grove High School. They all begin at 7 o'clock. Henry Ellenson is leaving Marquette University's basketball team. The 6'11 freshman forward going to declare for the NBA draft. He averaged 17 points, just under 10 boards a game in his only season with the Golden Eagles. And the Village of Caledonia's Finance Committee before the board meeting at 7 tonight will be discussing possible fundraising events for police department canine needs. Then the Village Board agenda includes a resolution to approve a site plan review for continuing limestone mining by Payne and Dolan at what most people still know as the Vulcan Quarry site off Douglas Avenue at 3 Mile Road. Well, on the heels of Southeast Wisconsin playing host in recent days to the presidential candidates, and ahead of tomorrow's big state primary, again, it's the general election for all other races, the Racine Public Library tonight is going to be hosting an event that focuses in on this very unique competition. Three members of the UW Parkside faculty will be doing an informational presentation about the presidential primaries, not just Wisconsin, plus the candidates, the issues that have been brought up, and then there's going to be an open discussion.
The professors are going to do short 10 to 12 minute talks on various aspects of the primaries, and then there's going to be a community discussion. We did this about a month ago at the end of February, and it was really nice, and I think we'll have a real nice event tonight.
That's Parkside Professor Ross Astoria in the Politics, Law, and Philosophy Department. The intent, he says, to provide a better understanding of the ins and outs of the American electoral system. 6:30 tonight, Racine's Public Library. It is free and open to the public. Kenosha's Board of Parks Commissioner is holding a special meeting this evening. The agenda there includes an update on the problems with the rubberized surface at the Dream Playground. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The all-inclusive playground has been closed since problems with the surface were discovered, and it failed safety tests in several areas. City officials have been tight-lipped about the problem and what is being done to get the popular playground reopened, citing possible litigation. The agenda for tonight's special meeting says the commissioners will get a status update on the problem. The commission will also review bids on the resurfacing of Kennedy Drive and the project to repair the revetment in Kennedy Park along the lakefront. The special meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 this evening. Those two projects are also being reviewed by the Public Works Committee. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the feds continuing their search for five Chicago men accused of operating a fake ticket ring. So far, 11 culprits have been arrested since that scheme was exposed. The ring deceiving several victims out of thousands of dollars, selling counterfeit tickets to sporting events and concerts at locations like the United Center and Soldier Field. A missing adult described as autistic was being sought for a time in Racine after he'd gone missing from a group facility in the Georgetown subdivision on the city's far southwest side. Police using the City Watch phone system to notify residents about it around daybreak today, then called back a few hours later to notify police the man had been found in Kenosha. State Attorney General Brad Schimmel announcing the appointment of Milwaukee's Jason Smith as Deputy Administrator of the Division of Criminal Investigation at the Department of Justice. Smith most recently was a captain on the Milwaukee Police Department. The funeral services for slain Racine delivery driver James Norris will be taking place tomorrow evening. Norris shot and killed on the city's far northeast side March 25th outside an apartment building in the 3900 block of Green Street. He left behind a wife and seven children plus a disabled mother. The service to be at 7 p.m. Tuesday at Grace Church on Highway 31. There's a severe shortage of doctors in this country. The problem expected to only get worse. Here's a report from Ann Cates.
A study from the Association of American Medical Colleges finds demand for physicians continues to grow faster than the number of new doctors entering the workforce. The need for physicians is projected to soar by 17% due to population growth and aging baby boomers. And by 2025, there'll be a potential shortfall of up to 31,000 primary care doctors and 64,000 medical and surgical specialists. Experts say since physician training can take up to a decade, the shortage needs to be addressed now. I'm Ann Cates.
And somebody's out $1 million. Nobody claimed the winning Powerball that was sold with a ticket in Eau Claire last September. Person who bought it had until last Thursday to claim the prize. Nobody did. And speaking of the lottery, Wisconsin's very own Megabucks game, now with a jackpot of $3 million for the Wednesday night jackpot drawing. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.